Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy!
I love soccer. It's often referred to as the beautiful game, whereas sadly, many of the locals still refer to it as the boring game. I think that's because most folks that were born and raised in the USA are addicted to the high-scoring games of basketball, football, and to some extent baseball. But come on, you know, England beating France in the World Cup semi-final 10-4, it doesn't get any more exciting than that. When high-stakes competition reaches its boiling point, true characters are revealed, not in how a team celebrates victory, but in how it handles pressure, adversity and defeat. And the recent 2026 FIFA World Cup final between Spain and Argentina offered a textbook study in elite performance, but its closing chapters delivered a sobering lesson in emotional collapse. As the match hung in the balance, frustration took over and key discipline broke down, leading to Enzo Fernandez receiving a second yellow card in stoppage time and reducing Argentina to 10 men. Following the final whistle of Spain's 1-0 extra time victory, post-match scuffles broke out on the pitch involving multiple players and coaching staff. What should have been a masterclass in elite athletic competition ended with a chaotic altercations and an ongoing FIFA disciplinary probe. While played out on a global sports stage, this meltdown offers profound lessons for the modern corporate workplace where cross-functional teams navigate extreme pressure, fierce market competition and high-risk projects. I think a key learning is, number one, composure under pressure is non-negotiable. In soccer, losing your head when time is running out costs you a player and severely damages your chances of recovery. In the business world, losing composure during a product delay, a lost pitch, or a quarterly shortfall produces the exact same result. When leaders or team members react to setbacks with anger, blame, or hostility, they instantly diminish their collective strength. Unchecked frustration disrupts decision-making, demoralizes colleagues, and shifts focus away from solving the actual problem. Professionalism isn't tested when plans go smoothly. It's defined by how gracefully a team operates under intense strain. Second lesson for me was, number two, individual actions compromise the collective mission. When a player receives a red card for a reckless challenge, the entire squad suffers the penalty of playing shorthanded. The corporate parallel is undeniable. A single employee who engages in toxic behaviour, cuts ethical corners or lashed out at clients can derail months of collective effort. Corporate culture is remarkably fragile. When one team member acts out of self-interest or emotional impulse, the rest of the organisation is forced to play defence, spending valuable time and resources managing reputation damage rather than driving growth. High-performing teams require ruthless accountability, ensuring individual emotional outbursts do not jeopardise team objectives. Number three, third lesson, was grace in defeat defines future success. Competitiveness is vital for market success, but true profession requires competing fairly and respecting the outcome. The post-match confrontations following the final whistle serve as a stark reminder to me of how poor sportsmanship tarnishes legacy. In the marketplace, companies regularly lose major enterprise contracts, key accounts, or market share to agile customers, competitors. How an organization responds to those losses dictates its trajectory. Now, there's the weak response, which is blaming external factors, disparaging the winner, or engaging in hostile counteractions. But then there's a strong response, the high character response, which is conducting a clear-headed post-mortem, acknowledging competitor excellence and identifying strategic adjustments for the next cycle. Failing gracefully preserves professional dignity, maintains industry trust, and builds the resilience required to win the next round. And then finally, constructing a culture of integrity. Competing at the highest level, whether on the pitch or in the boardroom, demands emotional intelligence alongside tactical skill. World-class organizations foster cultures where winning with humility and losing with dignity are core values. By maintaining composure, upholding collective discipline, and committing to ethical standards, teams ensure that when pressure reaches its peak, they rise to the occasion rather than unraveling. Yet, you know, I still love soccer and commerce, but there's nothing more distasteful than bad sportsmanship on or off the field.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.